Thanks for joining us this week, iHeartRadio and the Tech of Sports, and happy to be joined by Sam Gong from Real Graphene, a company that's looking to make really strong and durable chargers and batteries that last. So true graphene into a lithium solution, batteries, great electricity and heat conductor, and alleviating hopefully previous issues that we've had with batteries and charging. So Sam, thanks for coming on this week.
Thank you for having me. So graphene is a super great conductor of electricity and heat, which is perfect for batteries. Because as batteries had many issues, like Samsung, they were burning up, and that's why a Tesla can't do the Nürburgring under full power. A lot of it is heat issues. And graphene just solves so many of those issues, relating to generation of heat in batteries, which makes it super ideal for any sort of, high power application, all the way down from cell phones all the way up to electrical vehicles.
Yeah, as batteries have evolved here over the years, we're finally getting to the point where hopefully we have a solution that can charge multiple devices, and something that we can just really carry with us that we have confidence in that'll work. And you guys have a great price point. Kind of take me through both of your products.
Yeah, so we do both power banks and battery solutions.
Yep.
For manufacturers. So we have two power banks. One of our main flagship for now is kind of entry level, and it's the 10,000 milliamp hour. That's not the charger phone about, three or so times. And usually, that would take about 3 to 4 hours or even more, or even with dealing with fast charging technology. With ours, we can charge it at 60 watts, which allows it to fully charge in 50 minutes. So you start essentially charging three phones in 50 minutes, which is really great. And we even have another product coming down the pipeline with the exact same size that can charge even faster, with 100 watts. Normal fast charging, the iPhone 11 Pro, that uses, 18 watts. 100 watts is over 5 times faster. And that power bank, will fully charge in around 25 minutes or so, and you're getting 3 full phone charges in 25 minutes. So it's really incredible technology.
Yeah, as we use our phone for more and more things, it's important to keep them charged or have a source where we can charge them. But what's the difference between Real Graphene, Sam? What's unique about what you guys have in the power banks and in the batteries that customers will really appreciate?
Yeah, so our main specialty is the battery technology. We apply graphene, as we said earlier, it's a great conductor of electricity and heat. We mix it in the lithium solution, and we use its monolayer on the electrodes. The reason why our batteries are so different compared to others is because we add the graphene in those two forms. Most batteries, they use other, lithium polymer, they'll use other materials in their electrodes. Those aren't, as great of a quality in terms of conducting electricity or dispersing heat. And then some companies, they'll claim to use graphene, which is really frustrating sometimes, but the truth is they actually use graphite, which is a three-dimensional version of graphene, and the issue with that is that it just doesn't have those amazing qualities as graphene. So that's why we name ourselves Real Graphene, because, graphene is a buzzword nowadays in modern technology, and a lot of companies have abused that terminology, saying, we have graphene technology, we have graphene this, graphene that. But it's really just, cheap graphite that they use, or at the very most, they sprinkle a little bit of graphene into the mixture. But, we do a large amount of it in the mixture along with the monolayer sheet inside the electrodes. And you can just tell by the performance of the battery that it is, real graphene, because it's got such an incredible charging rate. Cell phone companies that are testing our batteries, they can fully charge their phones in 20 minutes.
Wow.
Some electrical bike company, usually those take about 3-4 hours to charge up your electrical scooter or your bike. With our battery, it'll fully charge in about half an hour. It lasts many more life cycles too. Usually people they think when you're charging something fast, you know, the battery doesn't last many cycles, but our batteries last about 3 to 5 more cycles. So you have a battery that's generally faster, it's cooler, and it lasts more in life cycle, so it's just perfect for any battery application. And what we're very excited about pretty soon is actually the use in electrical, you know, golf carts. Because, you know, I was at a resort recently, and, you know, electrical golf carts, those take about, you know, several hours to fully charge. With our batteries, you know, with the same exact battery size and capacity, we could fully charge that in just about an hour. And that's from 0 to 100. So it's really great application for anything in terms of the batteries.
That's good news for golfers and golf course owners. So for the smaller devices, Sam, wireless and wired charging available?
Yes. So for our power banks, you know, we generally do have, of course, we have the wired, you know, charging, but we also have wireless charging. So you can kind of like, you know, just put your phone on top of the power bank. We have some models. We have an updated model for our G-Pro, which is our 10,000 milliamp hours. That one will be coming out in about a month or so, but that one also allows pass-through charging. So that basically means while you're charging the power bank, you can put your phone on top and use it as a wireless charger at the same time. So it'll be kind of handy. You know, while you're charging, you can charge the phone at the same time wirelessly, like a, you know, wireless charging pad. And then when you want to go, you just plug it and take it with you.
1 year warranty on those power banks?
Yeah, so we have a 30-day return policy along with a 1 year warranty.
How accustomed are customers now getting used to the wireless charging? Is it becoming, you finding it more prevalent and customers more familiar with it?
Yeah, so wireless charging is kind of becoming more and more popular. And it's it's just a great feature to have because then you don't have to carry a cable.
Yep.
Because, you know, that can get very, you know, carrying a cable with you just gets tangled everywhere and it just takes up a lot of space. When you have, you know, when you have your wireless charger or, you know, wireless capability in your charger, it literally just means you put it on the back of your phone and it'll work. It's just a huge convenience nowadays.
Makes things a lot easier. Sam, if people want to find out more, where can they go online to see the products and order themselves?
Yeah, so we sell the products on our website at www.realgraphingusa.com. And we sell both our products there. We have our 10,000 milliamp hour, that's, you know, the most popular one. We also have a 20,000 milliamp hour laptop power bank that's the only power bank that can actually fast charge for the MacBook Pro at 87 watts output.
Okay.
It's incredible. We also have some more, you know, products coming down the pipeline. You know, because we were always developing, you know, this is, you know, very new upcoming technology. We're very aggressively like pushing the boundaries of what we can do, and pushing the limits. We're just basically setting new industry, essentially industry records when it comes to like consumer products. Pretty soon we'll also be starting to sell the batteries on their own. So if people have existing electric vehicles or existing phones or something, they could actually replace our batteries with theirs allow them to basically supercharge their device.
Looking forward to that, Sam, and seeing what you have to offer. Great product. Can't wait to try them for myself, and we'll be following you the rest of this year and as you guys release more products. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me, Rick.
No problem. Thank you.